And welcome to the City Council meeting for Tuesday, February 19th. I'd like to call this meeting to order with an invocation led by Pastor Mike Wilson of the New Life Wesleyan Church and the pledge to be given by the Thunder Basin High School Hope Squad. So if you could all please rise.
Father, we recognize your presence here. We pray for wisdom for those who will be leading, for all those speaking, that you will give them grace and peace as they move forward in this. God, we thank you for the provisions, the blessings that you have given us, and we recognize that they come from you. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And if you could, there's a microphone, if you could speak into that so everyone can hear you at home.
Everyone, go ahead and say your name.
I'm Brady Carlson, and I'm a freshman.
I'm Joseph Acosta, and I'm also a freshman.
I'm Kendra Michael, and I'm also a freshman.
I'm Kendall Guimar, and I'm a freshman.
I'm Naylee Robles, and I'm a junior.
I'm Aiden Brabus, and I'm a senior.
My name is Amy Himes. I'm a school counselor at Thunder Basin High School, and I'm also an advisor to the Hope Squad. The Hope Squad is a program that we have at both high schools, and it's a peer-based suicide intervention program. And so this is a sampling. We have 30 students at Thunder Basin High School, and this is a sampling of some of these students who were nominated by their peers as good listeners, and they act to be the eyes and the ears of our school and watching their peers for any signs that are concerning, and we help train them to have conversations with their peers and make sure that if anyone's in a place where they need some extra help, they can connect that individual to an adult, and we can get them the help they need. So these are some amazing students that do an awesome job in our schools.
Well, thank you so much. Your group gave us a presentation upstairs before the meeting, and we were all very impressed with the quality of students that you have that are working on this project. So on behalf of the city, we would like to thank you for your efforts on helping with this problem that we have here.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor.
And thank you for leading the pledge. We appreciate that. Okay, I would entertain a motion for the approval of the general agenda.
Move for approval.
Second.
I had a motion by Councilman Carsrud and a second by Councilman Montgomery. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. The next is the approval of the consent agenda. All items listed will be enacted by one motion unless a request is made for discussion by any member of the audience or council. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I had a motion by Councilman Montgomery and a second by Councilman Lundvall. Is there any discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to conflict claims. The first one is for Councilmember Carsrud.
Move for approval.
Second.
I have a motion by Councilman Lundvall and a second by Councilman Montgomery for this conflict claim. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 yeas and one abstention by Councilman Carsrud.
Thank you. The next conflict claim is for myself. Do I have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carsrud made the motion, and Councilman Lundvall made the second. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 yeas and one abstention by yourself.
Thank you. Council comments. Are there anyone with any comments? Coach Neary, how's your team doing?
We're doing better.
Great.
We're doing better, Madam Mayor. Thank you for asking.
That's good to know. And I believe this weekend is Camels against the Bolts again, correct?
Thursday night.
Thursday night is?
Yes.
Okay, so of course we're for both.
We are?
Yes, we are. Okay, any written comments?
Madam Mayor, there are none.
Public?
I attended the last meeting. I'm Murray Terry, and I attended the last meeting, and I thought it was fairly interesting. I think we have, we might be going into lots of things that require a lot of funding. Are we needing to set up a municipal bond, or can anybody answer that versus the, if you have sky-high rate hikes across the board for the Power City and utilities, if we are looking at significant increases, would that spread the cost out?
Administrator Davidson, I'm not sure.
Madam Mayor, I'm not sure I totally understand what the question is. Is the city anticipating any type of bond action? No. The utilities are ran as enterprise funds. By definition, they're enterprise funds, which means they have to be self-reliant, self-sufficient. They are not subsidized by the general fund, which is where most governmental action takes place. As such, rates are designed to fund that specific enterprise as designated for operations for the next year. Every year, each and every enterprise fund is analyzed to provide an indication to council of where rates may go in the future. That is done on a five-year span. At this point, there's been no discussion to do any type of bonding in order to cover that, to cover any of the capital obligations that might occur in the future.
Okay, yeah, I mean, it's just a thought to keep in mind. The second thing, I happened to see a notice from the city of Gillette sent out to some people of the community, one of the community wells that got annexed, and they had a high fluoride level in their water, and so the city was proposing that they mix that with the water that is coming down from the new pipeline. And it said, but it has a little bit iridium in it, which sounds more worse than fluoride. I didn't know if there was a problem there or something that needed to be studied on the heavy metal, or, you know, iridium is a heavy metal.
Madam Mayor, if I could address...
Anybody sure. Know anything about that?
Madam Mayor, if I could address that?
Sure.
Which subdivision are you
It was the Rosette Ranchettes.
Okay. And that is a decision between that improvement district as to how they wish to operate those wells. That is not something that is overseen by the city of Gillette. They, I believe, have a service agreement with the city, and they are can take whatever portion of water that they want. With regard to some of these other issues, sir, I'm not sure where that comes from. I know that I've seen you at other meetings with regard to the Madison, and that you have held to me that you represented other landowners dealing with the Madison, so I don't know quite where you're coming at this from.
Yeah, they just got a text message on it, and this is, you know, and at the bottom, there was a little disclaimer, our water contains iridium.
Madam Mayor, we would not have sent out any text message that had anything to that effect. So not having seen the message, not knowing exactly what was being referenced.
I'll try to round it up and bring it in the next meeting.
I don't have a way of responding to that concern.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
All right, but, yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Unfinished business. We don't have any ordinances. Second reading, third reading. And that takes us to new business, H1A.
Council consideration of a memorandum of understanding with the Campbell County Parks and Recreation Department for city pool operations for the 2019 season.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Karsrud made the motion, and Councilman Montgomery seconded. This is probably just a standard agreement that we've had for many, many years with the Rec Center to provide lifeguards?
Yes, Madam Mayor. This is basically the annual MOU we do with regard to lifeguards, cleaning of the pool, pool operations, and the health testing. This is to run May 25th through August 16th.
Okay. Any discussion, questions from the council? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to H1B.
Council consideration of a bid award for the 2018 sanitary sewer main replacement to Mountain View Building Incorporated in the amount of $548,628, and this is a 1% project.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Karsrud made the motion, and Councilman Montgomery seconded. And this is a 1% project, so Administrator Davidson, could you take us through this, please?
Madam Mayor, it is. This is the 2018 sewer replacement that was delayed as a project last year. Engineer's estimate was $799,750. Mountain View is the apparent low bidder at $458,628. Basically, Mountain View is 31% lower than the engineer's estimate, is the lowest bidder. The next lowest bidder is approximately $69,000 higher. Staff recommends that, based on all the information presented, that the contract be awarded to Mountain View Building.
Okay. Questions? Discussion on this? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to H1C.
Council consideration of a professional services agreement for construction management services associated with the 2018 sanitary sewer main replacement project with Dowell in the amount of $79,790, a 1% project.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Karsrud made the motion, and Councilman Lundvall seconded it, and this is also a 1% project.
It is, Madam Mayor. This is the oversight of the action that Council just approved. This is with regard to 490 linear feet of 12-inch PVC pipe for the 2018 sewer replacement. You'll note that the amount of the professional services is $79,790, or about 14% of the contract, so it's a little higher than what we would kind of look at as standard at the 10%, but keep in mind that this bid for the actual replacement is so much lower that it appears to be where that difference comes in.
Okay. Questions? Discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to H1D.
Council consideration for the acceptance of development improvements for the Prestige Park project installed by Mountain Peak Builders on behalf of the developer, Prestige Park LLC.
A motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Councilman Brown made the motion, and Councilman Montgomery seconded it. And this looks just like a pretty standard acceptance of that park project. Questions? Discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to H1E.
Council consideration of a bid award for the City Hall HVAC pad repair project at Ladkey Construction in the amount of $88,900.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Neary made the motion, and Councilman Brown seconded it. And this is for the bid award for that repair project on the building. Is there any discussion? Questions? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to H1F.
Council consideration of a professional services agreement for construction management associated with the City Pool parking lot improvements project with Dowell in the amount of $114,260, a 1% project.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carsrud made the motion and Councilman Montgomery seconded it, and this is a 1% project. Administrator Davidson.
Madam Mayor, Council, this is for the rebuild of the City Pool parking lot. It's approximately 30 years old. The contract before you is for the construction oversight for this. By way of referring you back, this is for replacement of the existing lot, retaining walls, replacement of a water line adjacent to a lot in Gillette Avenue, removal of a tree or two, irrigation rework, storm drainage rework, and lighting.
Thank you. Questions? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to H1G.
Council consideration for the acceptance of public improvements for the Special Improvement District Number 52, Interstate Industrial Park Local Improvement District and Street Improvement Project, installed by DRM Incorporated in the amount of $3,522,782.73, and this is a 1% project.
Motion to pay.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion, and Councilman Lundvall seconded it, and this is 1%.
It is another 1% project, Madam Mayor. This is the start of basically closing up the work on the Interstate Industrial LID. The acceptance of the project tonight would be in the amount of $3,522,782. If you recall, this is a combination of funding, including SLIB funds, 1% water project funds, 1% street project funds, starts the project. As far as the acceptance this evening then gives the engineer and the attorney's office the ability to go ahead and start looking at preparing the assessment rules and all those items necessary to create and finalize the LID.
So this is the final project
this is
to finish it. Great.
This is the acceptance of the project. There will be costs that get figured into this as part of that $3.5 million, the publication costs and all that. So this is the total for the acceptance of the project. That does not necessarily equate to the total of all aspects of the project upon which the assessments will be based.
Okay. Any questions? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to H1H.
Council consideration of a resolution authorizing the submission of an application form to the Federal Emergency Management Agency for a grant through the Hazard Mitigation Program on behalf of the governing body for the City of Gillette, Wyoming, for the purpose of funding the Dalby Park Emergency Spillway Improvements Project in the amount of $425,008.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Lundvall made the motion, and Councilman Montgomery seconded it. And could you give a brief description on this, please?
Yes, Madam Mayor. What's being asked tonight is you authorizing staff to submit an application to FEMA to look at a grant to repair the spillway coming out of Dalby Lake. If you look to the map, you can see the area affected. It's the dam and the spillway where water will occasionally flow over that roadway is really what it amounts to. If awarded the grant, ultimately, we have a three-year window in which to do that, and so we can time the use of those funds to coincide with other improvements that might be considered down there.
Okay. Questions? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to H. I.
Council designation of First Northern Bank of Wyoming as an additional bank depository for public funds of the City of Gillette for the calendar year 2017, or 2019, excuse me.
Move for approval.
Second.
I have a motion by Councilman Karsrud and a second by Councilman Neary for this designation. Is there any discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with seven yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to J.
Council consideration of a joint resolution between the City of Gillette, Campbell County, and the Town of Wright allocating remaining biennial fiscal year 15-16 funding associated with the countywide consensus block grant program.
Move for approval.
Second.
Had a the motion was made by Councilman Brown and seconded by Councilman Neary, or was it you, Councilman McClellan, sorry. And is there any discussion? This is just kind of finishing up the consensus block grant that the city, county, and the town of Wright had, you know, from a few years ago, and we had said any remaining money would go to the county to help them with their landfill. And that's what this is clearing up. Is that close enough?
Madam Mayor, that's exactly what's going on.
Okay. Any discussion? Seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with seven yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to ordinance first reading.
An ordinance approving and authorizing an amendment to Ordinance 3661 and associated villas at Legacy Ridge Platte, to be known as the Amended Planned Unit Development, the Villas at Legacy Ridge Phase 1, to the City of Gillette, Wyoming, subject to all planning requirements.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Karsrud made the motion. Councilman Montgomery seconded it. Could you go over this briefly on what we're, on what ordinance this is, please?
Madam Mayor, prior ordinance 3661 set forth the Villas at Legacy Ridge is a planned unit development. The developer has requested that lot sizes be adjusted to combine lots and reduce the overall number of lots, and the map gives some indication there. Quarter Horse would be four lots that get melded together into two. Villa Way is five separate lots that get reorganized into three lots. You have on then on the eastern side, there's four lots in there that would be reconfigured into two. So basically, you have a total of 13 lots that will be reconfigured into seven lots. Purposes of development, this has passed the Planning Commission on a 5-0 vote.
Okay. Any questions on this ordinance? Seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with seven yeas.
Thank you. We don't have any appointments this evening. I'd like to open a public hearing to consider the renewal of retail, restaurant, bar and grill, limited club, microbrewery, winery, winery satellite, and resort licenses and special malt beverage permits for the 2019-2020 liquor licensing period. Is there anyone here who would like to speak about the renewal of any of these licenses? Is there anything you have to say on this, Administrator?
Madam Mayor, I would quickly hit what are 2 points. The first off is this is the public hearing for renewal of all licenses issued by the City of Gillette. Currently, the motion that will be coming before you is renewal for 31 retail, 9 restaurant, 4 bar and grill, 2 resort, 5 limited club, 2 microbrewery, 1 winery, 1 special winery satellite, and 1 special malt beverage. Of those, we have, of the limited licenses available, there are no outstanding retail licenses, and based on this calculation, there are 6 bar and grills that would still be available. The recommendation by staff is to approve the licenses as further set out in the motions.
Okay. So if there's no other public comment, I'll close this public hearing and go to I-2.
Council consideration for the renewal of retail liquor licenses for the 2019-2020 liquor licensing period.
Have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carswood made the motion, and Councilman Lundball seconded it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 yeas and 1 abstention by Councilman Brown.
Thank you. That takes us to I-3.
Council consideration for the renewal of a microbrewery license for the 2019-2020 licensing period to Gillette Brewing Company, contingent upon meeting production requirements as dictated by the Wyoming Liquor Division and Wyoming State Statute.
Move for approval.
Second.
Second.
I have a motion by Councilman Brown and a second by Councilman Neary for this renewal of this microbrewery license. Is there anyone here to speak to this?
Madam Mayor, Council, I'm Nate Hardy, partner and brewer at Gillette Brewing Company. So.
You know, we heard a little about this before the meeting, in our pre-meeting. Do you think you'll have any problem meeting the requirements for the state?
No, that shouldn't be a problem. One of the problems we do have with the state and renewing our license with the city is state counts our production April 1st to April 1st. So when the city wants to vote on our production and you contact the state, I don't have my production numbers up, but I've also got, you know, 3 to 4 months left in my production window to meet those production
sure.
levels. So.
Okay. Well, as we talked about it upstairs, the council didn't seem to have a problem with it either, but, you know, it's something from the state. So
yeah.
And hopefully you can meet the requirements.
Yeah, that report will be going out right after the second week in March for the February reporting period, and I'll be well over the minimum. So,
did we have the same problem, or did you have the same problem last year?
Essentially, yeah. Yeah, I ended up, had about, I think, 10 barrels to do within a matter of a month or so that we could vote on my renewal with the city.
Okay. So we need to urge citizens to help you out on this.
Heck yeah. If I make too much, then it sits and it doesn't get drank and I end up wasting it. So I have an ebb and flow of production, slows off in the late fall and picks up back in the spring. So that's where I'm at.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Hardy? Well, good luck.
Yeah.
And thank you for being here. Any other discussion or questions? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. Takes us to I-4.
Council consideration for the renewal of restaurant, bar and grill, limited club, microbrewery, winery, winery satellite, and resort licenses, and special malt beverage permits for the 2019-2020 liquor licensing period.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carswood made the motion, and Councilman Brown seconded it. And this is just the next portion of all these licenses. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. I'd like to open a public hearing to consider allowing persons under the age of 21 years to enter or remain in a microbrewery, winery, or winery satellite license building for the liquor licensing period April 1st, 2019 to March 31st, 2020. Is there anyone here that would like to talk to this?
Madam Mayor, members of the council, Sam Kleitman, Big Loss Meadery. I think we are the only ones in the city that this affects, as we don't have a restaurant or commercial kitchen like our other brewery counterpart does. And but yeah, I don't think we've had any issues this last year involving this. I know it's kind of an annual process that's going to begin, but we do ask that you continue to allow us, as we are kind of a tourist destination, a lot of people coming through, and it's a significant on our business to allow youth to be able to come in. Otherwise, parents just bypass us altogether and go to the place across the street or wherever else. But we do ask your consideration to allow it.
So it has helped your business?
Oh, yes. We do have kids in there quite a bit, especially during the tourist season. That's our biggest time. Or when we have, you know, weddings or other events of that nature, it's pretty significant to have children, as parents don't just leave their kids in the cars. Preferably not, anyway. That's the goal.
Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Kleichman?
Madam Mayor, is a person under 21, do they need to be accompanied by an adult?
I believe the way that the ordinance is written, it does not. Mr. Davidson, you might be able to correct me on that one.
It doesn't require that. Madam Mayor, the way the ordinance is written is you have to vote on it to allow individuals under 21 to be able to be in the microbrewery if you choose so. And it has to be done every year. The reason for that is this is a unique circumstance in that it meets none of the other exceptions. And so it isn't a requirement. It isn't a requirement like in a liquor store either, in which someone has to go in with their parent and go ahead to be in the liquor store. This doesn't specifically have that, and I believe that's how the ordinance was approved.
But obviously we haven't had, the city hasn't had any problems with this, with anything like, kids going in there and drinking.
Right. Madam Mayor, Council, I would refer back to the comments made by the lieutenant at the last work session that they've seen no problems with that regard.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay, well, it sounds like it went well this year, so.
Yeah, it has, and, I'd still be perfectly happy if you guys want to make it one of the permanent exceptions like the other ones, but I understand if you don't, since we are the only one that it does affect. As there are permanent exemptions in there for retail stores, restaurants, theaters, bowling alleys. Can't remember the other one, but as we are the only one, if you do decide, we would not be disheartened by that.
Well, Mr. Kleichman, I think we wouldn't do it this year, but maybe next year when we are discussing it, it'd be a good time to approach us before this evening, and then we can discuss it as a council and look at another year. Then we'll have another year we can look back, and if there's no problems, this council, we might just look at that.
Yeah, I think we're 4.5 years in with no problems, so I think we can make it another.
So
we'll do our best.
You've 4 years ago we started doing this?
Madam Mayor, Council, this would have been based on the statutory change in 2017.
But in the 4 years, 2 months, and 6 days we've been open, we haven't had any issues with minors, non-carding, any of that. We haven't had really any issues with cops or any of our processes. But back then, we had these separated rooms of dispensing. Now, this was a way to accommodate the new statutory changes at the state level. But yeah. We would ask for consideration in the future to think about for the next year.
Well, we'll make a note of that next year to maybe include this with the others. At least we can discuss it. Is that okay with council?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Madam Mayor, I do have a... Sam, how did the curling event go for you?
Oh, fantastic. Nice. And we did have kids in the bar.
At the weather.
It was cold. It's not a bad thing because we could make ice. But we estimate anywhere from between about 150 to 200 people made it through that day, throughout the day during the events. And, yeah, it was a really good event. People in the city enjoyed it, and we had a lot of fun doing it.
Good.
And how has the Governor Mead been turning out for you since that rolled out?
We sold that in a day, so we didn't have a whole lot of it. We sold it to all of our retail outlets in the day, and then most of them were sold out within the week. So it went very quickly, and we were fortunate enough to be able to make that one. It was a fun project. I figure there's not many meaderies in the states that are ever going to get the opportunity to make a Governor Mead, so we were happy.
For you.
Good deal. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. I'll close this public hearing and go to I-6.
Council consideration to allow persons under the age of 21 years to enter or remain in a microbrewery, winery, or winery satellite licensed building for the liquor licensing period April 1st, 2019 to March 31st, 2020.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion by Councilman Montgomery and a second by Councilman Lundvall. Is there any discussion? Discussion, seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. There is, we do not have an executive session tonight, and so I'll adjourn this meeting. Thank you, everyone, for attending, and stay warm.